with the Jaguars.com OTA report. This is JP Shadrick. After a week off, the Jaguars return to the Florida Blue practice fields on Tuesday, OTA number 7 of 10 for the offseason. The rookies worked out in the building last week. The veterans were away. The coaching staff had everybody back today, but moved the start of practice ahead 25 minutes, trying to avoid possible afternoon thunderstorms along the first coast, and it worked. Jags got the full two-hour practice in today. The biggest news of the day came surrounding a player not attending OTAs, running back Maurice Jones-Drew. Last week, Jones-Drew was accused in a St. Augustine police report of having a role in a fight at a St. Augustine restaurant. Though the full details of the event remain unclear, the team had its first official comment on the matter today when head coach Gus Bradley addressed the media following practice.
Each of these situations that come up is an opportunity for me to get in front of the team and demonstrate who I am and the direction we're going to go. So I look as, okay, here's another situation. Now get up in front of the team and make it real clear how we're going to, you know, visit with these things. And I didn't specifically talk about Maurice's situation in our team meeting today. I think it was important for us to know that, I mean, they understand things are out there, but I didn't want it to be a distraction from our practice. And that's what I was really watching. And by the looks of practice, our tempo, our flying around is very similar to what you've seen in the past. I think you would all agree with that. And that was the big challenge, and that's really what I wanted to focus our attention on.
Now, with OTA practices voluntary, Jones-Drew is expected to remain in Miami this week, training after surgery on his foot late last season. He is expected, Gus Bradley said, to be here for mandatory minicamp next week. Now back to the field today. We talk defensive line. It's one of the major positions of competition during OTA practices. Currently 16 defensive linemen on the roster, including last year's second-round pick, defensive end Andre Branch. Branch played in 13 games in his rookie season, and his biggest impact came week 8 at Green Bay, where he made his first career sack, forced fumble, and fumble recovery after getting to Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Branch's playing time and production waned as the season went along, and Branch missed the last 3 weeks of the season with a groin injury. Again healthy and a year wiser, word around the building is that the new coaching staff likes where Branch is headed. And Andre said after practice, things are a little different in year two.
You know, you got to get used to things, get used to the speed, get used to everybody being as good as you are. Now in the second year, it's time to turn it on, you know. And we got new coaches that are teaching us great things, and I'm learning as I go. It's night and day from this year and last year. You know, coaches are positive. They're teaching us things each and every day. You know, you love to be around that. The atmosphere is different. And, you know, like I said, everybody's having fun.
A few other notes from Tuesday's practice. Defensive end Jason Babin went back to Philadelphia to get a second opinion on his groin injury and underwent surgery today. A surprise announcement from Gus Bradley. He's expected back at the start of training camp. And, of course, that's big news for Andre Branch. Justin Blackman off a groin injury, A. Sanders off a hip abdominal injury, both back full practicing today for the Jaguars. And fresh off a successful event Saturday night at Intuition Ale Works benefiting the Bocelli Foundation, the leadership of the Bold City Brigade attended practice today. They're over 630 members strong now. No word on if there was tailgating in the parking lot today. Speaking of tailgating, we know one guy who loves to tailgate. It's senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. And he presents his storylines for the final week of OTAs.
I'm John Osier here with A View from the Ozone. Well, 7 down and 6 to go. That's where the Jaguars stand right now with OTA and minicamp practices. So halfway through OTAs, today's View from the Ozone is a good time to go over 3 key issues facing this team. Number 1, backup running back. Maurice Jones-Drew is still rehabbing his foot. There's no reason to think he won't be there come the regular season. But if not, the Jaguars need to be certain Justin Forsett can handle the load. The answer may be yes, but the Jaguars need to find out. Number 2, who's opposite Cecil Shorts? Justin Blackman is out the first 4 games. Is Muhammad Massaquoi locked in on that side? Or will Jed Fish work some combination of Massaquoi, Jordan Shipley, Ace Sanders, and even Denard Robinson? You can't do everything without pads in June, but you can work that area. Number 3, are all 22 starters on the roster? My guess is no. Gus Bradley and David Caldwell are exploring every option. That likely will continue, maybe into the regular season. Outside linebacker, corner, defensive tackle, a lot of areas to watch in this roster. But as we move into the second half of OTAs, those 3 stand out.
Of course, look for John's writing, including questions from readers each day right here. 3 practices left in OTAs. We'll have full coverage each day right here on Jaguars.com. With a Jaguars.com OTA report, this is JP Shadrick.